lots of plants here.
It looks great, man.
Last winter, Michael Verner came to the Richmond SPCA every day for 3 weeks until he found the right match. Oliver, a brown and white beagle mix.
Came up to me, licked me on the face, and that was it.
Oliver has been with Verner for a year, but before that, he had a rough life. When he was rescued from a hoarding situation, Oliver was obese and had a collapsed trachea.
Which is actually why he has a chronic cough. He takes tabs for every day. He has a thyroid issue, he has bad hips, he has a bad back. So we're a perfect fit. As you can see, I have some bad joints too. So we sort of work well together in that regard.
Verner brings Oliver regularly to the Richmond SPCA's Clinic for Compassionate Care, which offers low-cost services from routine surgeries and lab tests to dentistry and geriatric care.
We believe here at the Richmond SPCA that pets bring an enormous amount of quality to our lives, and that people of modest means need and deserve to have a pet in their life.
That's Robin Starr, CEO of the Richmond SPCA. Before the clinic opened, they commissioned a market research study that found more than half of respondents with household incomes less than $60,000 worried about paying their pets' medical bills.
We want to make it possible for all those wonderful potential pet owners to adopt a pet, and we recognized that the way to do so was to provide a low-cost veterinary clinic for people of modest means.
About 20 miles north in Ashland, Virginia, is another nonprofit animal clinic offering low-cost services.
Did you guys all get coffee this morning or cookies or whatever? Good.
Previously, the Farrington Road Firehouse, the bright, spacious facility is now home to the Jessica Beath Clinic, named after the late local animal welfare advocate whose financial support helped open the facility.
We do right now about 25 surgeries a day, and that's both cats. The cats are over there and the dogs.
Bob Tillack saw a need in the community to provide spay, neuter, and basic wellness services that pet owners could afford.
Spay and neuter is essentially the backbone of any of the animal rescue efforts. If, you know, with each female dog that's out there, if she can have a litter every 6 to 8 months, 8, 10 puppies, it doesn't take long to fill the shelters up.
Tillack is also the founder of BARC, Bandits Adoption and Rescue of Canines, a volunteer-run, no-kill shelter situated about a mile away on his farmland. Last year, they found homes for more than 500 canines, but he says that's a big drop from years past.
We've been up close to 1,000, and now we're back down to, you know, half that. And I think it's the economy, you know, it's just for dog food, you know, it's an expense.
Hi, guys!
Both the Jessica Beath and Richmond SPCA clinics are providing a solution to offset those expenses. They have a steady stream of animals coming in for treatment, indicating that demand is high for low-cost services. Vets at the two clinics recommend preventative care and annual checkups to help avoid what could become more costly treatments in the future. Catherine Kump, WCVE News.